Welcome to Blue Moon Podcast. This is your host Wafa, and today's talk will be about dissertation structure or thesis outline. Students all over the world, either undergraduate or postgraduate, by the end of the year, they are obliged to submit a thesis. So, how to write a thesis? Or what are the sections of a thesis? Starting with the front page, it includes the country, the ministry, the university, the faculty, the department, the title, the candidate's name, the supervisor, the board of examiners, and the academic year. In the next pages, we can have 1. Dedication, not obligatory and it should be short. 2. Acknowledgement, people who have contributed to the achievement of your work throughout the year, such as your supervisor or the examiners. Try to show your gratitude to them. 3. Lists of abbreviations, in an alphabetical order or in a form of a table, such as EFL, L1, L2. Try to avoid those abbreviations that are too obvious, like TV, USA, UK. 4. Lists of tables, graphs, and charts. You should name them or at least outline them according to the chapters they belong to. 5. The abstract. It should say what your study is about and how many chapters it consists of, as well as the content of these chapters. A remark, all these pages should be numbered in Roman figures. 6. Table of content, different chapters, sections, and subsections with numbered pages. 7. The general introduction, which is an overview of the thesis. It should be in less than 2 pages and it might consist of 7 paragraphs. 8. The chapters. Chapter 1, devoted to research methodology. Check what has been written by others about it. Chapter 2, quite often it deals with literature review. It includes former and prior works acknowledged in the bibliography section. Chapter 3 deals with the analysis of the data collected and its interpretation. Tools used for collecting data are analyzed, illustrated with graphs and diagrams. Chapter 4, this may suggest implications and urgent solutions to remedy a phenomena. See if you can put a program, a technique, a device, an activity. Well, this chapter is not obligatory but rather optional. If you think that your recommendation needs to devote a whole chapter for it, then chapter 4 is. Each chapter should have an introduction and a conclusion. Themselves, they should be balanced in a number of pages. 9. The general conclusion. It serves to round up your work, stating the main findings, confirming or disconfirming the hypotheses. No need to repeat the structure of your thesis, saying the first chapter is devoted to. 10. Bibliography. This can be divided into 3 different sections. A. Books. B. Articles. C. Web bibliography. 11. Appendix. This includes research tools like questionnaires, interviews, post-tests, and tests. Each appendix numbered in a separate page. Finally, the glossary. You can have a glossary list explaining the technical related words in an alphabetical order. That was all for today. Next time episode will be about how to write an abstract and what are the types of abstracts. Thank you so much for listening. Have a nice day and see you next time. Bye-bye.